Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we're not out of it completely, you know, but, you know, unfortunately, it was about learning and growing, and it was all part of the process that we've had to go through to develop as a team. I mean, it really wasn't going to happen overnight. I mean, you know, I know last year and a lot of people have talked about it early, and people got upset with me, but that's ball. I mean, it's just the way it is. That's the truth of the matter. And just being honest. I think we're coming together and being the kind of team that we envisioned. And if we can continue to work and play the way we've played, we give ourselves a chance. And that's all we need is a chance.
That's the head coach of the suddenly surging 5-6 Washington football team, Ron Rivera. We're Grant and Danny, and you are listening to The Fan on a, get this, people, record this audio, play it back at some point. Maybe every time you get a text message, it should be me saying the following two words. Victory Tuesday.
Here we go.
Holy shnikes. I didn't even know that was a thing. This is what it feels like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking to my left. So this is a Victory Tuesday. This Victory Tuesday is presented by Chenega Myos. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. The Washington football team is back on the kicker carousel after the Joey Sly hamstring injury. They are adding a kicker. Nikki Javala of the Washington Post, I believe, had this first. Brian Johnson, if you are a Virginia Tech Hokies fan, you may know the name. He kicked at Virginia Tech. He has kicked this season for the New Orleans Saints. He was on the practice squad of the Chicago Bears. He's actually 8 of 8 on field goal attempts this year. 4 of them inside of 29 yards, so basically snapped around the goal line. 3 of them from 30 to 39, and just 1 beyond 40 yards. But it was a 52-yarder that he drilled for the Saints. So he's 8 of 8. If there's any bad news here, it's that he missed 3 extra points. He was 5 of 8 in that area. So that's something he's going to have to iron out if he's going to be a kicker in the league. But Washington needs a kicker. Ron Rivera told the Junkies this morning a very newsworthy answer from him that Sly's going to miss at least 3 games. They were going to have to go get someone. He actually said, Danny, he told his assistants after talking with whatever trainer he talks to now, at halftime, hey, make sure that our personnel guys know we need a kicker. Start working on it now.
So smart and so correct. Excellent.
At halftime, he said that.
Excellent. Yes, I am so in favor of that. That's what a good organization would do.
22-year-old Brian Johnson. Every time they bring in a kicker now, it's a guy with local ties. He's from Washington, D.C., who played at Virginia Tech. So get the ball over the line, nothing blocked, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, again, it's not as if you're picking, like, who are the 4 best in the world? Who's available? And that guy's kicked in the NFL, and he's available.
This Raiders game is very winnable.
All of a sudden?
We've been saying this for a couple of weeks, that the Bucs game, nobody thought they could win. And I'm raising my hand.
My hand's up.
Loudest, wrongest in the room. Carolina game, very winnable, should win, need to win. Yesterday, winnable game. If you're getting where you want to go, should win, need to win. Raiders game's going to be a little bit different. On the scale of how impressed would I be, the Bucs is still number one. The Raiders would be a more impressive win than the Panthers game. They don't have a quarterback. And then yesterday, because that was at home and the Seahawks offense is as broken as, you know, the glass wine. That's not what I want. Glass.
Ceiling?
No, I'm going to flip those.
You want a glass
the
of wine?
The wine glass that you dropped.
Yeah.
That's how broke they are, the offense is.
Yep.
That was a struggle for me, I'll be honest. That was a blocked extra point they got returned for 2 points for the defense. But you got a kicker now, Brian Johnson. Let's get to game balls, to the best, gassers to the worst. Start with a game ball, please, Darius. 800-636-1067. You want to get in the mix here. Antonio Gibson, for the second time in 3 weeks, a career high in rushing attempts. 29 carries for 111 yards. It wasn't like they were gashing Seattle. I mean, it took 27 rushes to get over 100 yards. That means you're averaging sub 4 yards per carry. That's not particularly good. But this was a yeoman's, just a workhorse effort. Danny, he had 36 touches in the game.
That's a lot.
7 catches on 7 targets, 35 yards added to the 111. So it was a 140 and 36 touches in a Christian McCaffrey-ish workload for Antonio Gibson.
We take it back to the first quarter, where Washington still only has one offensive touchdown this season. Seattle marches down the field on their second drive, pass to Gerald Everett for a touchdown. Everybody that's in the front couple of rows is just sort of watching, a little bit upset, a little bit annoyed. Well, here goes Gerald Everett. He runs toward the out of the end zone. He's going to Lambeau leap, whatever you want to call it, Ashburn leap.
That's called a Landover leap.
Landover leap. One man. I don't know his name. He's wearing Redskins gear, Washington football team gear. He's got a hat on and a jacket on. Says, not up here. A great, outstanding shove. Get that bleep out of here. And everyone else is kind of like, oh, I guess you could do that. No one knew you could do that. He just did it.
He did it.
He acted. He acted. Not in my house. Game ball, sir. Wherever you are, tell everybody that I'm talking about you. You get a game ball. Get out of my front row. Gerald Everett, you journeyman jag, not here, not up in here.
The best thing I loved about that, by the way, is he had to go a long ways to shove him.
Yeah.
He slid to his right like 7 feet.
Like a Duke freshman taking a charge, man. He had to get over there.
Gerald Everett was hopping into it wasn't very hard last night, if I could say, but a vacated area of the crowd, okay? There was like nobody at the wall where he was about to jump into the front row. And my guy came sliding over, taking the charge, to your point, and just shoved him. And he's like, no, we're not doing that. This is our house.
That was one of my favorite things.
It was so good. Game ball, please, Darius. DeAndre Carter. I was a little frustrated. Special teams, he put a ball on the carpet at one point, struggled making another catch on punt team where he played a little popcorn. But he made a couple of huge catches. My guy can run routes. My guy's a wide receiver in the National Football League who is going to contribute, I think, for years to come. I think they really found someone here. 4 catches for 42 yards, including a 16-yard grab. And it seems like a lot of his receptions come at huge moments. DeAndre Carter gets game ball from me.
Landon Collins, we found something for you to do. Remember when in The Departed, Jack Nicholson and Leo DiCaprio are sitting at that one restaurant, and he's like, what can I use you for? Remember that thing, that little exchange? Of course. You do. Jack Del Rio probably had that same convo with Landon Collins. Maybe not quite as in-depth, but this whole coverage thing isn't working great. You on the back end isn't working great. You getting toasted doesn't work great. Let's get you close to the line of scrimmage. Let's have you blitzing a little bit. Oh, you're a wrecking ball. I love what I'm seeing from Landon Collins. He was everywhere last night. Game ball, Landon Collins.
Shaka Tony?
Hey.
Showing me something.
Hey now.
Shaka Tony? That Shaka Tony? So he had a tackle on a 3rd and 10 scramble for Russell Wilson that forced a punt on a 4th and 6. And then he had the sack on what was probably the worst sack I've seen a quarterback take all year long. Russell Wilson -9. In fact, I was so flabbergasted by the sack that Russell Wilson had just taken that I didn't even take any time to try to figure out which Washington football teamer had just gotten the sack. I was just busy looking at Russell Wilson going, what have you done with Russell Wilson? And who the hell are you? That was the dumbest play I've seen this year. If that was Taylor Heineke, people would be calling in all week saying he can never play in the league because of that decision. You're trying to save time. You don't have timeouts. And you don't throw the ball away. And you hold on to it and take a sack and cost your team 30 seconds. What? And you lost 9 yards. Now, in the end, they throw a touchdown and almost tie it anyway because Russell Wilson's got a horseshoe up his ass, and he's had one since he came into the league. So they almost tied the game. But oh my God.
Oh my God.
What was that? Anyways, point of the dude's story is Shaka Tony made 2 big plays last night. Who's going to step up? We don't have Chase Young. We don't have Montez Sweat. I don't know who Casey Tuhill is if he hits me in the face. Shaka Tony was a 7th-round pick. Why not him? Couple big plays last night.
It looked scary when he went down late in this game, but J.D. McKissic. Mm. Two tutties! How about it? Just a little change of pace through those little openings, making his plays, making his little weaving runs, a little burst of quickness. He had himself, you know, 50-some total yards, but those two touchdowns, the two touchdowns that Washington scored, that was awesome. And again, I hope he's okay. Yeah.
Who do we name the award or the category for? In the same way we have, like, the Keon Dueling All-Stars, mm-hmm. the Patty Mills All-Stars for the players that just torch the Wizards who aren't any good or are just not as good as they play against the Wizards. The J.D. McKissic annual, maybe it's his award, but the guy that just always makes plays that no one seems to care about. Like, no one will ever buy his jersey.
Yeah, he's Chris Thompson to me.
No one will ever talk about him. Is it Chris Thompson?
That's who I think he's the 2.0 version of Chris Thompson, where I'm just going, I'd like him to get the ball more. Every time he has the football, splendid things happen.
His agent says he's fine, by the way, after the scary
scene. I mean, how scary was that?
If you're on the ground that long and then they bring out the cart, just that's a HOV lane for me being petrified. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that was a really scary moment.
Your parent watching. I'm just worried and don't know what's next. But his agent says he's going to be okay. Hopefully he'd be able to go against the Raiders, but it's way too early to know. By the way, I think the Raiders are going to be without Darren Waller. Sounds like. He's week to week at this point. That's a huge deal for the football team.
They play in less than a week. That's good.
I know they have extra time to prepare. Played on Thursday. Washington has less time to prepare. They played on Monday night. Doesn't seem fair. Doesn't seem like a good scheduling thing, but whatever. No Darren Waller, though. Their offense goes through that guy. Everything they do is based on Darren Waller. 800-636-1067. We can give out a couple of gassers next, but let's see what the people have to say on the Gambit DC listener lines. After a third straight win, you're giving out game balls and gassers to your beloved football team, you know, a current playoff team in the NFC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.